And I had a list of things. We were roommates. We worked together at UBC while I was just a student until he told me that AMS Programs was hiring and I should go get myself a job. We hung out with a lot of the same people, so I kind of feel like over the years I've really gotten to canvas this opinion of Derek and its unanimity. And so I had a list of stuff that everyone says about Derek. He helped me so much with my project or my idea or my, you know, sacrifice to the gods, whatever, anything. He helped me. He's so good at explaining stuff. He's a really nice guy. I like hanging out with him. Everybody says these things. And then I also, just for interest's sake, I wrote a list of stuff I've never heard anyone say about Derek. He has no sense of humor. And that guy is just annoying, and his macho posturing drives me insane. So there's that. But the thing that is just so great about Derek is his amazing combination of wide-ranging curiosity, healthy skepticism, and his sharp wit, and his cheerful willingness to share whatever he knows for free, always for free, which kind of makes him a magnet for people wherever he goes, if it's school or music or the internet. He becomes this kind of clearinghouse for information, and not only do people meet him, but then they meet each other, and he becomes this person who's just a nexus of cool things, information, and fun, and good times. Like two of his heroes, Carl Sagan and James Burke, he can take complex ideas and make them understandable to the rest of us as non-scientists. And for 21 years, I always knew that if there was something I didn't understand, I could, and usually for me that's computers, I could, you know, I'd call him up and he would be patient and good-natured and share whatever he had. And I know that the vast majority of you have also had that experience. And so I just wanted to really say thank you very much, Derek, for being awesome.